is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. That's right, Pure Truth coming straight to your ears. I'm so excited and so grateful for all of the amazing things that have been taking place, all the awesome testimonies from you all. And I just wanted to come on here and share with you. I have a song that's one of my favorite songs. It's It's a song by Madonna. Yep, I said Madonna. It's a song by Madonna called Holiday. So you might have heard it at the beginning of this song, right? And the words to the song, she kind of goes, if we took the holiday, if we took some time to celebrate, and just one day out of life, it would be so nice, right? And so I love that song. Why do I love that song? Because it reminds us of celebrating. It reminds us to remember to be grateful, right? It keeps me in the mood of an attitude of gratitude. In fact, here's the beat. Come on, isn't that a happy, fun beat? Even right there. So I'm going to pull up the lyrics. And I think it's important that we remain grateful, an attitude of gratitude. And us as believers, it's really important that we stay in that place, remembering what God did, remembering who we are, remembering why we are, and keeping an attitude of gratitude would keep you ahead of the game. So when things happen in life and you feel a little bit down, or you feel like, what's going on, what's happening in my life, you'll be able to refer to grateful times. So even in this these lyrics, she says, if we took the holiday, took some time to celebrate, just one day out of life, it would be so nice. Everybody spread the word. We're going to have a celebration all across the world in every nation. It's time for good times. Forget about the bad times. One day we'll come together and release the pressure. We need a holiday. So today, let's make a promise to each other to celebrate life every day. Can we celebrate life every day? Can we now live like this song and have a holiday? Come on, guys. Are you with me in celebrating? Let's celebrate today. I'm with it. Are you with it? So let's go ahead and Let's start off with prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the holiday, the celebration of you. We are coming to you with a heart and an attitude of gratitude, grateful for everything that you've done, everything that you are, everything that you will continue to be in our lives. We are grateful. So today, we want to celebrate here on Pure Truth, all 3.5 million of us. Plus, we want to celebrate life. We want to give back to you a big old thank you. We celebrate you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's celebrate. I'm serious. What is it in your life that you can celebrate? What can you celebrate today? Can you celebrate that you have food to eat, that you're breathing, that you can walk, that you can see, that you can run, that you can jump? Don't compare the things you can't do. What can you do? You still have life and breath in your body. Come on. It would be so nice for us to have a heart and an attitude of gratitude. So we're going to celebrate. When you wake up in the morning, make it your business to celebrate, okay? And I want to tell you something. I love the second verse so much. She goes on to say, you can turn this world around, bring back all of those happy days, put your troubles down. Come on, this is just like that scripture. Think on things, whatever's good, whatever's noble, whatever's true. This is what this song is singing in a different way. Don't be so disconnected from things and you think everything has to be a gospel song. You can find the God in everything. Why? Because God is the God of the universe. He's the God of the alphabet, of the word. He is Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end. Come on, he's all that and then some. So I want to encourage you today to what? To let love shine. Come on, and let's find a way to come together to make things better. Let's decide reconciliation today. So today I'm just excited and I'm grateful, and I'm praying for Madonna. I'm praying for everyone in the entertainment field. I'm praying for actors. I'm praying for rappers, hip hop. Come on. Will you turn this world around with me? Will you bring back happy days with me? Would you put your troubles down? Come on, Pure Truth. Even at your job, come on. Let love shine at your job. Let this be your holiday today. So if you haven't celebrated something in a long time, if you haven't believed in something in a long time, I want to encourage you today. I want to bring hope to you today. And I want to say that's what we're doing. That's what we're spreading all over these nations, all over this earth. Lord, we are releasing love. We are releasing hope. We are releasing restoration and laughter and joy. So right now, I release the love of God to you. I release joy to you. I release peace to you, no matter where you are. I say you are atmosphere shifter and changer. Not that you walked into that building and it was gloomy and dark and you began to get sad like the people in it, but you came in and you brought a light. You brought the light of God, the light of Christ, a light that can't be taken away, a light that can't be dimmed, but a light that dispels darkness. So I'm celebrating your light. Come on. Take the holiday today. Let's celebrate. Come on, we're going to celebrate one day. We're making that one day our every day, and it's going to be so nice. So today, this Pure Truth session, I am grateful and excited for the time to celebrate with you. I'm so excited that God chose me and he chose you for us to tune into each other. So today, I'm loving you. And I just want to leave you guys with this. Well, I don't want to leave you guys at all, but with this quote, I don't want to hear it. I want to see it. Demonstrate manifestation. And I'm over hearing people talking. It's time for people to demonstrate and walk it like they talk it. We did a message like that before, but now we're back on it. You know, we here on Pure Truth Session believe that our God was a God that loved us so much that he gave his son up for great demonstration, right? God gave us a gift. That gift is Jesus. Jesus turned around and gave us a gift. That gift is the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit lives in each and every one of you. Under the sound of my voice, you were created with purpose. There is no one listening to me that does not have purpose. Everybody that's on this message has a purpose. Jeremiah 29:11, God says to you, "For I know the plans I have for you, thus says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not plans to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And so I want to encourage you as a parent, as a human, as a mother, daughter, sister, brother, uncle, cousin, child, I want to encourage everybody to continue to press in hope. Stay in hope. Stay in love. Stay in belief. And even when you get weary, remember this scripture. Don't get weary in well doing. Come on. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You got to grab a word to hold on to that can help you to survive. I'm grateful because I'm able to train my kids in a word. And even sometimes when I feel weak, come on, when I don't want to pray, when I might feel like, man, God, where are you? God is so amazing that I can look at these children that were being trained in the word. I can be reminded of things. I read something today and it was talking about the importance of making monuments, the importance of making markers, spiritual markers that you can remember when you come to crossroads, how good God was and how present he is in your life. So I today received a notification on Facebook that prompted me to come on and do this message. And my notification on Facebook that prompted me to come on to do this message was what? About a conference. And it's a conference that's been going on for a couple of years now. A friend of mine is at the conference, but the notification aggravated me. And I was like, well, what is this feeling? And I prayed about it. And the question is from heaven, how many times, the question is from heaven, how many times are you going to do the same conference, the same event, and enjoy it and enjoy it? And when do you finally realize that the harvest wasn't there? The God that we serve came to see about a harvest. He came to see about a sick people. He came to see about people who didn't know him, people that felt forgotten, people that were hurt, people that were bound, people that were stuck. His name is Jesus. Jesus came to seek the lost. This is Jesus we're talking about. You say you're a Christian, we're on Resilient Christian Radio, whatever. We're talking about Jesus. This is what Jesus was doing. You say you're a follower of Christ, that's what he was doing. Are you following him in doing that? So what am I saying to you? I'm talking to you, the church goer. I'm talking to you, the one who's making these events, having the next anniversary. I'm talking to you, my friends. I love y'all. But I got a question to ask you. When do you see about the harvest? I mean, after you do this event, after you get filled with the Holy Spirit again, after you have an encounter, right? Come on, we're turning into, this is a selfish body that's going on. Laborers are few. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. There are so many new Pharisees that people are not even realizing that they have become exactly who Jesus preached about. When I say new Pharisees, I mean new religious people. People who now begin to do these practices over and over and over again, and it has nothing to do with relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you gathering with a bunch of other people that already know God, what does that have to do with the harvest that's dying? What does that have to do with the hood? You know what I'm saying? That needs to know the God that we serve. What? So I just want to come on here today to say, come on, y'all, wake up. Wake up, people. God needs laborers. Jesus needs disciples, people who will do disciplines to follow him. Not just that you join in on a church and y'all keep doing the same conference and you go deeper in the word and you go deeper, deeper, deeper. You done went so deep that you drowned. You done drowned in your own religion. You done became religious and didn't even realize it. Build relationships with people outside of the church, outside of the body. No, I don't know your everyday walk. That's great if you got one person saved this year. Congratulations to you. But disciples, go and make disciples. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on here today to be that voice of reason. And that what I want to tell you is, you can have events, you can have encounters, you can teach a school on encounters, you can mentor people, you can charge the money, you can do all of that. But the harvest that Jesus is coming for, they didn't have to pay him. They're not going to pay you. They're out here dying. And that's just the truth. That's horrible when God have placed his spirit in you and you continue to take his spirit among other lights. The lights dispel the darkness. So it's time for you to arise and go into the darkness with your light. Oh, it's going to be way uncomfortable. Sometimes you may have to go by yourself. Your 2x2 may be you and the Holy Spirit, but the point is, obey God. And many of you have read that scripture and skipped over it, and you want to think you obeying in every other area. Disciples, go and make disciples. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Who have you healed? What dead have you raised? I'm so serious. We on it. You think this is just a radio show? You think I'm just some lady tie? You think you don't understand the power that's within me, that's greater than me? God already knows you. Now it's time for you to help others to get to know God. Say that. God already knows me. Now it's time for me to help others to get to know God. There are people that do not know. Why are you leaving people ignorant? Why are you leaving people in the dark? Help your unbelief. How many times you going to go to the church? How many times you going to go to the same event? How many times you going to go to the knee thing, the this, that, the prophetic this, the dream that? You want to come on with all of that stuff already. God is looking for you. He is looking for somebody. So I don't want to hear it. I want to see it. I want to see you demonstrate the love. How people know that God lives is because he lives in you. He lives in you by your reconciliation. He lives in you by you loving others. He lives in you by you forgiving others. He lives in you by you looking at him, looking like him. Yeah, you look towards him to be like him. You look at him. Come on, you look to the hills, which was come as your help. So I'm praying today that you would look in the man in the mirror. Come on, with Psalms 51, create in me a clean heart, God. Renew the right spirit. Show us today. Encourage us to the point of obedience so we can realize, wow, there's more for me to do. So I love y'all guys so much. Let's take the holiday. Let's celebrate. You know, let's go out. Let's realize, even when we do go, come on, it's great to get strengthened, to get what you need. But God knows what you need, and you need to be stretched. You need to help somebody even when you feel like you're not qualified to. God is calling on you. Do not die in your winter. Yes, it's the first day of spring. Well, it's the week of spring. Let me say that, because everybody will hear this message at a different time. But it is June 2019 currently. And thank you all for listening and tuning in. But I'm going to say that don't die in your winter. What does that mean? You can have a winter in the middle of summer. You can be in a dark, cold place in the middle of summer. So when you're in that cold place, when you're in that place where you might feel like your fire has gone out, or you're in that place where you feel like who is here, when you feel alone, whatever cold may be to you, don't die in your winter. Don't get weary in well doing. Come on, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And there's a gift in waiting. Oh man, we can talk about that all day, but I need you to wait a little while longer. I need you to hold on a little while longer. Come on, listen to that song. It's turning around for me. God will do what he said he will do. Come on, he's not a man that he should lie. He will come through. It's not always gonna be like this for you. So even if you're at your job and you don't like it, even if you're in a foster care system program and you don't like it, if you're in a relationship, if you are somewhere that you feel unhappy, remember God's plan is not to harm you, it's to prosper you. I'm asking God to give you a Red Sea moment right now in the name of Jesus, that God will show up as a deliverer in your life, that he will take you from where you are, come on, to where you're supposed to be. I don't know where you're supposed to be, but God does. And that even if you're in where you're supposed to be, if you have to endure this season, if you have to get through this season to get the muscles that you need to be the person you're supposed to be the leader that you're supposed to be. That's right, I called you a leader. I need you to understand and know. I need you to believe again. I need you to live again. I need you not to feel like I can't do my business. I'm getting too old. I'm getting too tired. I just don't have what I have. The devil is a liar, right? What am I calling the devil? Anything evil, anything that would try to destroy or demolish your greatness, anything that would try to destroy ideas. You once had spunk. You once believed. You once was excited about things that you could do. Come on. My mom told me, remember, you can be and do anything you want. And I want to speak that over my mother. I want to speak that over this entire earth. Remember, you can be and do anything you want. Let nothing stop you. So I pray for businesses. I pray for creatives. I pray for ideas. I pray that you will understand and know that you have great purpose. You've still got a lot left in you. There's more work for you to do. So today I pray that a fire is lit in your soul, in your spirit, that nothing can take it out, and that this time you will bounce back even greater, and that you will go forth. And I pray the finisher over you, the finisher's anointing. I pray that you will go to the highest level that you could possibly go to. And I want to let you know that I believe in you, and that's enough right there. My faith is larger than a mustard seed, but included with your mustard seed faith and this mountain moving faith, I believe with God all things are possible. It is possible for you to be everything you were meant to be, no matter the age, size, whatever it is that was trying to speak against you and tell you, oh, don't worry about it. Just, you will not be content. You will not stand to be in a standstill. You will not be compromised. You will not be comfortable. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, praying for you to be stretched. Continue to learn, to grow, and do it anyway. I believe in you. So I love you. Let's do what we always do. Listen to our song, Man in the Mirror. Let's go forth. Let's take the holiday to celebrate, but let's look at us, and let's be better. The world is going to be a better place by us being better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to make a change. For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them bleed? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.